Well, hello and welcome. My name's Josh. I'm the pastor here at Lifehouse Yokohama, and thanks so much for joining us on our YouTube channel or Facebook or podcast. And we have been going through teaching you how to hear the voice of God for yourself. And it's something at Lifehouse we call journaling. And thanks for taking the time to join us in this journey this month as we journal every day. And now, if you've got the Lifehouse app, just download the Lifehouse app from the App Store or from the Android Store. You can go into the Blue Book, and then you can go into my first month of journaling. And it has 30 scriptures there that you can hear the voice of God from every day. And that's the series that we're going through at the moment. And also, you can just search for Blue Book Lifehouse online, and it's going to come up on the internet as well. But we're going to have a look at one of my favorite scriptures here today. It's in Psalm 23, verse 1. So simple. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." And hearing the voice of God, journaling, all it means is reading a scripture and writing down what God would say to you, what God is speaking to you. And so as I read this scripture right now, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd." And the first thing that stands out to me from this simple scripture is that God is my shepherd. He's going to take care of me. And I'm from Australia, and I know a little bit about sheep. I don't know a lot about sheep. I know a little bit about sheep. But I know that sheep need a shepherd. In fact, I remember reading in the news one time that there was a sheep. I think it was in New Zealand, and it had gotten lost. It had lost its shepherd. And the thing about sheep is their wool continues to grow and grow and grow and grow, and they need a shepherd to cut their wool. They need a haircut. The hair doesn't fall out by itself. And I saw this story about a sheep that had lost its way. It lost its shepherd. It had gotten lost. Its hair had grown so much. It was like a huge, big, woolly sheep that it had gotten stuck on a fence. And someone found this sheep and was able to cut its hair and was able to give it some food before it died. And that's a lot like us with the shepherd. We can go on our own way sometimes. We can go okay for a little bit. But at some point, we need to come back to the Father. At some point, without God's guidance, we're going to end up in the wrong direction. And that's what journaling is all about. It's about getting a little bit of God's word every day and saying, "God, what would you speak to me? God, realign my life a little bit today." And even though I like to think that I'm a smart sheep, in fact, God's ways are higher than our ways. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and his wisdom is a lot greater than our wisdom, just like a sheep compared to a shepherd. And then it goes on to say, it says, "I lack nothing." And God really speaking to me this scripture right now that, hey, God is not a God of lack. He's a God of abundance. And as we're filming this, recording this podcast, we are in a pandemic situation, August 2020, all across the world. A lot of people are struggling. A lot of people have lost jobs. A lot of people are in lack. And God speaking to me, do not believe that about our God, that our God wants to bless. He wants to provide. Even if some people are going through a tough time, we're going to believe for the best, believe that God's blessing is there. So, hey, that's what God's been speaking to me from this scripture. Leave a comment, leave a review. What is God speaking to you? And I hope this has been helpful for you. You can just hear the voice of God so easily right now. So let's pray over the scripture today. So God, I thank you for every person listening, watching this. I thank you that you're our shepherd, that with you, we lack nothing. And God, I pray that we would trust you, even though we think we're smarter than you sometimes. As good sheep, we would come back to you. And God, I thank you that we lack nothing in Christ. We lack nothing. Thank you that you're going to provide for every person that has a need, that your blessing would be upon us as we are blessed to be a blessing to others. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. If you're in the Yokohama area, Kanagawa area, we'd love to welcome you at any of our churches. And hey, have an awesome week, and we'll see you tomorrow.